It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Can I vent about something really quick?
Please. Yeah.
The constant reviews that companies want me to post online. Over it.
Yes.
Tis the season,
over
though, buddy.
It, you guys, my inbox is just constantly. I'll go buy a Snickers bar at a grocery store.
Five stars?
And
five
stars? I was like, oh, would you mind rating your latest purchase here
your
at the store?
Eating
can you tell us about the experience with your candy bar?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
No, it's like liking your own status on Facebook. We're not going to do that. Clearly, I posted
it.
I think it's hilarious.
I think
right?
it's great.
Like, I like that product I purchased. Just it. Thank you.
Honestly, that is something I do that annoys people a lot, is I'll post and then like my own post, which I think is such a douchey thing.
You're also the first comment, too.
And I was like, this was a great post. So I do
great
that.
Great post, Jer.
I do that. But if I go to a sporting goods place and buy some shoes, I'm not circling around 2 days later and writing a review about how great the shoelaces are on the pair of shoes. It's just more information about me and what I'm buying out there, and it's nobody's business.
It's so they can track you, man. That's what they want to do.
100%. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Right?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It just takes even more time to go and rate something, and then you're right. That's a way for them to track you and...
and try to sell me more crap. And
what
I'm
did
just,
they track
I'm
on me the other day?
It.
I showed you guys an ad the other day. And
the roses.
Within, the roses. Yeah, we talked about roses the other day. Within 4 minutes of me talking about them, ads over my phone.
Ads,
so you're right. It's just another venue of tracking you, which I do not like at all.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm completely against it. And I'm against trying to think if we have any advertisers that do this.
I know, right?
Let's just say loyalty cards and things that you have to swipe or scan or go into an app and, you know, get your discounts and all that. I hate it.
I can't stand that.
I just want, just put it on sale.
Yes. It just needs to be on sale, period. Not you need to have the app if you want that discount.
Correct. Like, if I'm going in to buy a pair of shoes, I don't want to get on an app, get the discount, and then have to go. I was like, just give me the shoes. I want to walk up to the register and leave.
Yeah.
You know where it bothers me is at drive-thrus, because I'm already hangry. Like, no, this is not an online purchase. I'm talking to you through your little speaker thing. Like,
that's true. They say, did you order on the app? I'm like, no, I'm right here.
I'm literally here.
Fatty in the car right now.
I know. I want my burger, okay?
So anyway, I just wanted to vent a little bit about that. I guess I'm not the only one then, because it's just like bombarded with everything.
Well, and think about it. Really, the only time you ever, like the person wants to leave a review is when the product is bad. Then you're like, you know what? I do want to take the time
on
and
there.
Let you know.
Yeah.
No,
even
but it's
if
true.
It was, it's true. Even if it was crap, though, I'm still not doing it. It's
and then, you know what
90%
they do?
Of the time,
well, here's a coupon to try it again.
Oh, my God.
I told you when I complained to that pickle company about the lids on their pickles, because they pop off in the car. They sent me a coupon to get more free pickles.
We're not going to change a dang thing, but here you go.
The other company I complained to was a beer company. It was Boddington's, because you can buy Boddington's 4-packs, and it was in this flimsy cardboard container, and they would inevitably pop open as I'm walking to the car, and the beer cans would hit the ground. I wrote them a complaint letter, coupons for more beer.
Yeah, here you go.
Just drink more. You'll forget about
Try
it.
Try harder next time.
Anyway, so that's my vent this morning. I do want to segue over to Katie, who did a little oops yesterday, and I absolutely love this.
I
love
you.
It.
I knew you would, too. Coming in today, I was like, we don't have to talk about this. I feel like it's kind
like,
of played out.
No,
I know, and
do.
He's like, no, we need to discuss your, you know, oopsie. But
I will say, because people have been following along on this current relationship, her relationship journey with this guy, that she's been on the ups and downs, and it's mostly on the downs now, and I think this solidifies it.
It sure did.
So tell what you did.
Well, remember the hike that I was supposed to go on with this gentleman didn't really happen, and then Sunday, that's kind of where I left it. We didn't meet up. He wanted me to go have dinner with him, and I just did not text him back, and that was where it laid. I was like, we are done, right?
Dunzo.
And then yesterday, I'm dog sitting. This is my first day house/dog sitting for this new couple. And as a dog sitter, I like to send them videos and texts like, hey, your little puppies are just fine. Look, I just got here. We're going to have an awesome time. And that's what I did. I took a little video of little Dozer and Charlie.
Aww,
and I was sending
good
it.
Names.
I know. I was sending it to their owner. And I was like, oh, my gosh, they're adorable. We're going to have the best time. That's the text that I sent to Suzanne, And I did not send it to Suzanne. I sent it to the other S name in my phone that I had been texting recently. Which
relatively
was
close.
Relatively
yeah.
close. Yeah. Same mm-hmm. amount of letters and everything. So I accidentally sent that text to the guy I was seeing instead.
That you're mad at.
Immediately. Because she didn't respond. And I was like, Suzanne? Gosh, she's been like on it, like texting me right back uh-huh. about these dogs. And so I looked and I saw that I did not send it to Suzanne. I sent it to the guy.
Other S guy.
The other S guy. And so I was like mortified for a second. And then I'm like, whatever. I was already done
Screw
with this guy.
Clown,
yeah,
right?
I don't even care. And then this morning I woke up to a message from S guy. And he was like, you know, hi there. I'm thinking this last message was an error. You didn't respond Sunday. I thought you were checked out. If you are, I wanted to say thank you for the lunches and best wishes on your journey.
On your journey. He's done.
Yeah.
He's so done
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, that's done. Yeah. And I'm pretty done too. So, but at
As
least
you
he
should
was nice.
Be.
I don't even think I'm going to respond to this.
No.
I think I, you know.
Send another dog video.
I should. I should
Who's
just
a good
send
boy?
Another.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Who's a good boy?
These are the favorite yeah. boys in my life. These are the only boys I need.
Aww.
Oh, who's a good boy?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.